I'm currently with Jean at the Transformation with a Twist and a Turn, which has been held this weekend between the 10th and 12th of November at the Canberra Textile Works in Chifley. Now, I was walking through the displays today and I noticed two works of art up on the wall. And attached to these beautiful pieces of artwork were labels that looked like they were coming off something that you would buy in a major chain or in a boutique men's shop. Now, Jean, who's with me at the moment, can you tell me a little bit about those two works of art?
They are, I call them the obituary to neckties, because they were originally neckties, mostly silk, that were given as gifts to my husband around the world when he worked in many different countries. I took them off, stripped them, used the labels to show where they came from, and wove them into a hanging rectangle with a story behind the labels, which said which countries they were from. Hopefully some of the times, many feature with silk. They're mostly silk, beautiful fabric, and it just tells the story of the countries we've lived in and where we've been.
Now, Jean, I noticed that there is a very distinct colour scheme and a very distinct style to how you've selected that colour. Was that just something that came through the weave, or did you intentionally come up with that design and that colour scheme?
I didn't plan it ahead. As I started to weave and I knew what my binding row was, and binding row is the row at the top and the bottom and in between each strip of tie, I knew in the first one it was going to be red, so I tried to find ties that tuned in red, blues, browns, greens. And on the second one, the binding row is purple silk, so it had a totally different shading of colours that toned in. But then sometimes I tried to shock the colours by putting in something totally different, depending on how I was feeling and looking, because the great thing about a piece like this is it develops itself. You watch it, you weave, and you think, oh, that would look nice next. And then you have something beautiful. If you don't like it, you pull it out, but that's rare.
Now, Jean, have you had any comments from people coming through the last couple of days about the two works that I've seen on the wall that left a bit of an impression on you?
Not so far. A couple of people have said, oh, gee, they are wonderful. It reminds me of all the ties my father had when he travelled, that sort of thing. But I think they're quirky a little bit, and they've raised some curiosity and interest in that way.
And probably most importantly, the person who used to own all the ties and the neckties, what does he think about the two pieces of artwork that you put together?
He loves them. He thinks that's a great use for the ties that he never uses anymore. And one tie that he was given in China had a little disc with a Happy Christmas on the tie, and it played a little Christmas song, very typically amusing. I mean, they're extraordinary, all of them.
Well, thank you, Jean, for sharing your thoughts. And hopefully the next event that you have, you'll be coming up with another design concept that reflects your history.
I hope so. I was born and grew up in what they say bread and buttered in Dublin, Ireland, and grew up amongst textiles, wool being the weather there. It's raining, cold a lot of the time with a very short summer. So wool and textiles were very much part of my first part of my life.